What's cooler than that?
This is kind of scary, actually, to watch this guy talk about kind of the condition of, I don't know, something maybe all of us should be thinking about. Why can't I hear anything?
Yourself. At this point, we're living under a corporate and medical fascism. This is tyranny. When do we get to use the guns? No, and I'm not, that's not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, where's the line? How many are they going to steal before we kill these people?
So,
ask you something a little bit out of the ordinary.
Oh. So this guy, I'm trying to think about, he was at some kind of conference or whatever, and he asked this question, right? We're under corporate tyranny. Like, the corporations are taking over, the banks, freaking, it's kind of to the point where our constitutional rights, skis,
are being violated.
Yeah, oh yeah.
By the people that made them, basically.
And at a certain point, we are allowed to use our weapons to remove certain people from office.
According to the Constitution,
according to the Constitution. And the simple question he's asking is, at what point do we get to do that? And that's a scary thought, right? Because it's like, what are we going to do? We all saw what happened on January 6th. Like, they tried to storm the Capitol. I mean, kind of tried to storm the Capitol, but it's like, that's a serious question that should be asked, right? Everybody goes, oh, and starts laughing a little bit when he says it. But seriously, what the man said, that has a lot of validity, and I don't think we're capable of it. I think we're
not anymore. No,
I think we're too
soft.
People,
man. He's amazing.
It wouldn't be us, right? It would have to be our military that would stand up and do that for us. In the kind of world we live in now, like regular
you'd
citizens,
have to have enough people to back you to do it. Yes,
you would have to have the military involved. There's no way we as citizens could rise up against our government without having the military on our side. Right?
But is there a point to where there's enough people that do it that the military is like, we also are with you?
I don't think so. I think you would have to have the military on your side. Well, because if you just rose up, right, the military is like, oh, our country's going to hell. We have to stop these insurgents, these few crazy people in the country that are rising up.
But maybe they also agree with you.
They might, but if you just bum rush the government without telling the military about it, they're going to be like, hold up, we can't let you dismantle the government. You're like, you got to talk to us. We have to all be in agreement here. And our military is way too strong for us to just go up against them.
My question is, a lot of these people that would be willing to do this in a certain situation, are they not already of military background or have family in the military? I feel like the people that are willing to do something like that are not. I don't want to put labels on stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But like, you got your Republican, like a more Democratic side. The Democratic side is not willing to rise up and do something like that.
Right.
Like your Republican side is more the people that are willing to do something in that situation if it were to come to.
Yeah, the good old boys.
So most of those people are of military background or have had, you know, family or, you know, support that side also.
Right. So let's assume the people that are willing to rise up, they have enough family members. They're all conservatives for the most part. Let's just paint this picture. They're all, most of them are conservative. They all have family members who are in the military or who served previously, and they've spoken to the military's up for it. They're like, yeah, our country's going straight to hell. We have to get these people out. Are we at the point, do you think, that line's been crossed? Like, what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, do you think our military supports, like, say, Joe Biden and his decisions?
The real question is, are they screwing us over enough yet? Have they bent us over and penetrated us enough from the back with no lube? Has that been done enough? Right? Have our banks...
Have they softened the American people enough to where they can do whatever they want?
Maybe. Well, at what point can we kick the government out and say, you guys are doing a horrible job? And are they doing a horrible job? Because a lot of the reasons why we think the government's doing such a terrible job, it's an impossible job to do, first of all, to be in the government. But a lot of the reasons why we think it's even more, it seems so much worse, is because of, like, podcasts, videos on YouTube, stuff we're doing where people can watch little clips of stuff and freak out.
But you can see what's going on in your own life, like, right? I don't know if this goes with it, but I just watched a video also where a guy points out, now that the Israel thing happened, they're like, where'd all the Ukraine news go? Have you guys seen anything about it?
I was going to ask that the other
day. Where are the bombs? Like, he's like, isn't that what we should really be thinking about? Like, we're still sending him money, but, like, is nothing happening there anymore? Like, what's going on? Like, it just got dropped like that, and we're still giving money to the Ukraine. And now it's just been like, it's a fathom of your, it's just weird. And like, he's like, everything's going up in price, costs, and that's our money. That's the people's money. Like, they're taking your money and giving it to them. Like, what about us? Like, why are we not taking care of ourselves? Like, why? And they'll try to promote like, it's for the best and da 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 da, right? But like, how? Like, just because you say, like, where are your proofs that it's for the best? Like, where's your information to give to us that you're taking our money and giving it to somebody else to prove to us like why we should be doing it, right? Like, why are you raising prices on everything? Oh, because all these other things seem to happen at the same time, and that's why prices are going up. It just seems very strange. It's not right, right?
It's time to take out the guns.
But to do something like that in a situation like that, you also have to have a plan. Like, you better have a system in place to take over whatever was in there, right? Like, you're going to go do this. You'll be like every third world country that ousts somebody out. Now what do? They don't do anything. They just do it again and again and again because there is no plan in place. Their plan is to do that one thing, right? And now they have nothing in place for after.
Right. And let's point out.
You better have somebody appointed, right?
Yeah.
To take over that position. Whoever you're ousting, you better have people to go into that place.
Which we would not.
And fix those problems.
Let's point out, before we continue this discussion, that we are not advocating for a coup or whatever.
No, I'm just saying what you would need in place, right?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
If something were to like that to happen, you would need a situation to also take over, right? Like, you better have a plan.
imagine trying to plan that, like you're saying. To have a plan, there would have to be such a massive digital trail of messages and emails and this and that. And the FBI would be all on you. The CIA, those government agencies, those alphabet agencies, they'd be on you. They would break up those groups so fast it would make your head spin. They can log into your WhatsApp account now. People always thought WhatsApp is so encrypted and this and that. No, the FBI can get into your WhatsApp account. They know what the hell you're talking about.
You better start using, like, carrier pigeons sending messages.
Yeah, you got to do like what they did in Gaza. The freaking Hamas, they were going old school with communications. They were not using all the electronics. They came across the freaking border in paragliders. Mm. Right? Like, that's the weird thing about technology. Once you get to a certain point, you're looking for all this crazy technology, and you don't see, just like our border, you don't see the guy that's just walking across with his backpack, right? You're like, no, we're looking for the guys that
have he don't have a phone. He has nowhere to track.
He ain't got nothing. He just walked across the border. And then, two of them walked across. 2,500 are coming across a day now. Oh, now it's up to 500,000. Now it's up to 5 million a year coming across the United States. And we're just, we're missing it. You know, that should terrify everybody, right? But it's one of those situations now, like you were saying about Ukraine. Well, yeah, what happened to Ukraine? Don't worry. We're sending our money to Israel now.
We're sending to both of them now.
Oh, yeah, both of them. And you know what should really piss everybody off? The residents of Maui, they each got a $700 check for their houses burning to the ground.
Let's not take care of our own people.
Oh, yeah. But we'll send millions and billions and hundreds, thousands, trillions of dollars to Israel. Israel needs to, I'll be the only, I don't care who, Israel needs to fight for their goddamn selves. I don't think the United States.
I'm not against us supporting someone that also supports us.
Okay, I'm okay with supporting them. Okay, we can diplomatically support Israel right now. They have all the means and the capability to wipe Gaza off the face of the earth if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They're damn well done it already. Okay, Gaza has nothing. They are locked right next to the sea. Israel cut off their freak. If you can cut off an area's water and food supplies, you're not in a war with that place, okay? Right? It's like if we were going to war with China and we're like, oh, but before we go to war with them, we're going to cut off all of China's food and water and electricity. Then, if you have the ability to do that, which is what Israel did to Gaza, you don't need anyone's help in invading that country. But, yeah, it's like, why are we sending them money? Okay, Israel can take care of themselves, okay? We'll support you emotionally, okay? We have our own damn problems to take care of in the United States of America. I got no problem supporting Israel, okay, if they need it. Israel can handle this situation. They're just fine. Egypt doesn't even want anybody from Palestine over there, right? Egypt doesn't want Palestinians over there. They don't want people from Gaza. They won't even let them in, I don't think.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trapped there between the ocean and Israel.
Well, they want nothing to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, and they're getting bombed daily, all the time. They're just getting bombs dropped on them, right, from Israel. So it's not, come on, please. But we'll give the people. So this goes back to this tyranny thing. Like when he says the government, they're mishandling our money, our tax money, mm-hmm. and they have been for a very long time. We're getting raped at the gas pumps. We're getting raped at the interest.
Because we allow them to do it.
Yeah, the banks are screwing you. I watched a documentary as I was driving here this weekend about how credit cards were started and how credit cards operate. It will infuriate you to go and watch a documentary about how credit cards can just absolutely fuck you over. They have every power, and the Obama administration tried to come in and impose some little rules and regulations to help out the city, but they missed the major rule where credit cards can make your interest rate whatever the hell they want it to be, right? And they say, oh, this is part of a free market system, right? We have to allow them to do that because that's the market will play itself out. The market will – no. The Obama administration had come in, and they had a moment where they could have made credit card companies. You can only charge people – they could have put a cap on interest rates for credit cards, right? So credit card companies can charge you 30% if they want, 40%, 50%. They can charge you whatever the hell they want. Right. But the Obama administration, they were at a point when they were dealing with the credit card companies in the banking crisis around 2008 and 2009. And the Obama administration fumbled the ball. They could have said, no, credit card companies, you cannot charge people 40%, 30%, 29%. They could have put a cap at 20%. It's a hell of a lot of money to pay on a credit card. Right.
You never paying that off.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's arguing. These credit card companies are, you know, you can't mess with the free market economy. You can't. We have to leave things alone. Let the market correct itself. That's bull. Credit card companies are there. I want to tell everybody that has a credit card.
Another big thing is insurance companies.
Insurance companies. They're there to get you. You think they're there to save you money? You think they want to pay you your life insurance policy when you die? They'd rather squeeze it from your balls, right? Okay, the insurance companies, oh man, I love paying insurance, don't you? I love it when people ask me when you rent something and they say, oh, do you want insurance? I just want to strangle you every time you ask me that. It's like, for what? Like, haven't you got me enough with the initial price? Right? It's like I'm paying you. Car insurance is a huge one. Okay, car insurance doesn't have to be what it is.
No, but I get the point of having it.
For sure.
That.
Okay.
I feel like you drive that almost because you drive every day.
Right. I get the point of having it if, when you got into an accident, it wasn't the end of your driving record and the end of the world and no other company wants to get you now. Your premiums go through the sky, right?
They it's want like, you to get in an accident.
Yeah, I get it if I pay you. How about this? I pay you my insurance every month, and when I get into an accident, you pay the godforsaken bill. How about that? And then we move on. I made a mistake, right? Let's say, oh, you have a three-strike policy. That's fair, okay? Mm-hmm. But until I go past that, like if I was to go out right now, having no accident in my life, you know, no drunk driving, nothing. I go out and I get into an accident tonight. All of a sudden, every company in the world is going to want to charge me egregious amounts of money to insure me, right?
Now they got an extra plan you can get if you've had the insurance, right? Like Progressive has the green, or the, what's it called?
The Green New Deal? No.
No, they call it, what's it called? Frick, I knew it and then it went out of my head. Damn it. The forgiveness plan. They call it the forgiveness plan. So you're allowed to have one accident if, you know, you stay driving clean for so long.
Oh, you'll allow me?
Yeah.
Like, F you. I'm paying you.
But here's a trick.
Insure me.
I'm going to give you some advice here for everybody. You do not go out and get an insurance company that makes giant commercials all the time. That's why you pay more for their insurance, because they have so much, they have to charge more because they have so much into promoting their product. You can get insurance plans out there that are way cheaper, that are not Progressive or Geico, because you have to pay more because of their promotions and they're paying for commercials and all that. So who's paying for that? It's not them. They're making you pay for it.
That is a great point. 100% you've got to pay more. Yeah, because you have to fund their stupid little campaigns to get other suckers like you to come in and buy an insurance policy through them. They have the fancy TV, their little Geico on there, right? Yeah, go ahead and get yourself something, some home. It's like supporting local business, you know? More try to get something a little closer to home.
State usually has better, even like loans, man. If you've lived somewhere for so long, if you go to like your state bank, you're going to get a better interest rate than you would through like a big bank lending place. You know?
Yeah. So these big corporations, at what point can we pull out the guns? Right? I'm not advocating, once again, for any kind of riots. I'm not advocating for turning over. We're just having a simple discussion on when has the line been crossed by the people who lord over us with these massive corporations, and they're deciding what the price is going to be. Right? The prices don't have to be what they are in this country. We don't understand how we're getting so incredibly effed. None of us even understand the poor get poorer, the rich get richer. Yeah, man, it's insane. And the poor are punished for being poor, by the way. The rich are rewarded. That is true. When poor people say that and you're like, ah, you're just not working hard enough. You see people on interview, they're like, they're screwing us. That you're like, no, you're not working hard enough. You, as you go back to your, you know, $500,000, $600,000 house in the suburbs or wherever you're at and your gated community, you tell them, right, where you have all this time to sit and think and work through all of your problems and you have all this financial success to fall back on when things arise. Right? You want to tell poor people who are literally living paycheck to paycheck, right? Don't have $200 at the end of the month before the next check comes in their bank account. And the credit card companies will screw that person, right? Because, you didn't pay this bill. Now we add on this fee and we up your interest rate and we do all this. And the person that pays their bill every single time, because when someone who's broke falls in a hard time, they acquire this, like, let's say you develop cancer and you're a broke person. You don't have money. You have a family. You have a house. You're drowning. But you've been taking care of all your stuff, right? You don't have any debt up to this point. But you all of a sudden get this massive overinflated hospital bill. And if you look in the hospital bills, hospitals are absolutely squeezing the life out of regular human beings that go into the hospital. That is a fact. Hospitals are absolutely, I want to curse so bad. They're absolutely screwing you over, okay? So this bill comes about. He can't pay it. So he puts it on his credit card, right? And then, maybe his car breaks down the next month, right? All these little – if he misses one payment on that stupid little credit card, the credit card company just rapes that man for the rest of his life. He's not
rewarded for – say you paid on that credit card for 20 years.
Yeah, they got you now, and that's all they want. They just want to get you and lock you in, right? And as soon as they lock you in, you missed your payment. Oh, now we have to up your interest rate too. They can do that. I'll bump up your interest rate. Oh, you were paying 5%? Oh, now all of a sudden it's 18%, 20%, you know, 15%, whatever. We'll bump it up whatever the hell we want. Thanks, Obama, for not fixing that, by the way, when you had an opportunity. Thanks all of our presidents who didn't have the balls to stand up to the banking corporations. Yeah. So when do you get to do something about it? That's what this guy is asking in a nice way, without trying to start anything.
Wait, what can you do nowadays? I think they've messed with the Constitution so much, too, that...
Can't do...
The only thing you can do now, right, is take somebody to court, basically, right?
And try
You know...
That's
and,
a great
and string
one.
String that out for 20 years and maybe get... And eventually you just break down and take a settlement check.
Yeah, let's talk about how
make
our...
Make everybody forget about it.
Take it to court. Let's talk about how our lawyers and our judges and our attorneys are all in the pockets of people who have vast amounts of money. And they'll screw you over just the same. Just like the credit card company and the bank,
the
insurance company.
They swore on the Bible that they would hold up the justice, right?
They'll bend you over just as quick as you can.
And they're going to...
Straight to hell.
Double hockey stick.
It's terrifying. They're going to hell.
Yeah, they're going to hell.
Say it. They're going straight to hell.
You swore on the Bible you would uphold the law to the best of your abilities, right? Like, you would do it just.
Yeah, dude.
Like, where are the scales? Oh, the scales are not weighed evenly.
No, they're not. And I've said it before. I think one of the greatest things we can do to correct what's going wrong in this country is to hold the people in the legal system responsible if and when they make mistakes, especially when they make mistakes that they knew were mistakes.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you had a system put in place, now you can put them on trial.
Yeah, you should be. If you're a judge and you sentence someone to life or death in prison and it's found out later on that that person was innocent, you should be punished by death or imprisonment, just the same for that crime.
But is it the judge?
I don't care. All of them. The jury.
The peers.
The judge.
You're held
by a
jury of your peers.
Okay,
correct?
So the jury.
So
if
the
jury.
That's a way for the judge to push off, right? Now, the judge is not held accountable for that, right?
No, we're going to hold you accountable.
Your people said they wanted you.
You should have looked at the facts, judge. Mm-hmm. Okay, the attorney, you should have looked at the facts. They're going to punish you too, man. You're going to jail. Right? The jury, you guys have community service. Okay? Like, somebody's got to pay. If things are happening.
Robbery's a real thing, right? Like, you can go to jail for it. So, like, let's take these guys to court for robbing people for the last 20 years, right?
It's absolutely insane, man.
Like, stealing money. Stealing.
Oh, man.
Robbery. So many things that have been done wrong.
Don't even get me started on the medical community. Right, that'll get us pulled off of this video if we haven't already got canceled for this.
I'll tell you something off air after about this.
Tell me about it, but first, let's rewatch this, guys. Let's watch it.
I feel like
time.
They pulled him saying the shooting thing though. Like,
he didn't say anything about shooting. He just said, "When can we bring out the guns?"
Well, yeah, but it's almost like they pulled the clip and inserted it somewhere.
You think so?
Watch when they do, because his head gets like bigger and they like pulled it from a different segment.
Is he wearing the
it
same
feels like
shirt?
It was, yeah, no. I'm saying it's done in the same speech.
Oh.
But I think they like pasted the clip together differently. You'll see when you watch the video.
Let's watch.
Maybe it's just me.
Prepare yourself. At this point, we're living under a corporate and medical fascism. This is tyranny. When do we get to use the guns? No, and I'm not, that's not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, where's the line? How many are they going to steal before we kill these people?
So,
stop. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I see.
Ask you something a little.
It's almost like they pulled it from somewhere else.
Yeah, that last part, I don't agree with. See, I don't agree with the killing people. You know, I agree with if you can, maybe. If this country gets to such a crazy place.
I'm not going to say what I agree
with.
Yeah,
you can't say it. I can't agree with anything he says. But winky faces.
I can see where he's coming from.
I can see where he's coming from. Okay? I definitely don't agree with killing people. I'm not going to say that at all. God help us. See, this is the kind of. This is the shit he's talking about. Plead the fifth. You're getting squeezed. Okay? It's not. You're getting squeezed. If you're a middle-class person, which everybody says the middle class is disappearing, if you're that person in this country, you are getting absolutely, positively, 120% F-U-C-K-E-D. You're getting effed. You're getting majorly effed.
Eventually, you keep squeezing something, something breaks.
Yeah, saying. You're the cash cow for this country.
Something's going to break, though, eventually.
The money going to Israel, the money going to Ukraine, it's all you, baby. They're squeezing you, okay? Wait, anything else you want to say? Anything else? Any points you want to make?
The people will break eventually.
The people will break if you squeeze them hard enough. And the only problem that is,
where are they going to go from there?
I think we're too weak. I think they weakened you enough already to the point when you break, you can't do shit anyway. You can't do anything about it anyway once you break. Once you break, then they really get you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got videos. They're floating here. Let us know what you think about this discussion in the comment section. We'll catch you guys in the next video.
Peace.
Peace.
What's cooler than that?
Well, keep it simple, stupid.